Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Good morning and welcome to yet another One Step Wealthier episode. So in this episode, I wanted to talk about how rest can be productive and that we shouldn't feel bad if we decide to take a day off, let's say. And this episode is more of a reminder to myself and to you maybe, if you have the same problem, than anything else. Because I feel like at this moment of my life, I actually need to remind myself that it is okay to rest, that it is okay to take a day off, and nothing is going to happen if I just do nothing in one day. If you have a similar problem, you're not alone. I'm here as well. So bear with me and let's solve it together. So the moment I decided to do this episode was yesterday. As you know, I usually work Monday to Friday and I work very long hours. And this Sunday, I'm also working 12 hours, right? I'm doing the 12-hour shift, 7 to 7, so 7 in the morning to 7 in the evening. And yesterday, during my lunchtime, I casually received an email asking me if I could also work on Saturday in one of the stadiums that I'm hostessing. And I switched into automatic mode somehow, and I started typing an email that, yes, I was still available, and I was about to click send. And then I realized that if I did that, I would actually be working 14 days in a row because the week before I also had one day off and that really scared me. And plus I'm also training for the half marathon, which will happen in 2 weeks. And I was like, oh my God, wait a minute. Wait a second. Let's pause here. Let's not click send and let's just rewind and let's see what's happening here. So I've been struggling with it since forever. Rest feels actually unproductive to me. It feels like I should be doing something, that I should be creating something. I should be generating money. I should be making money. I should be doing something, even hiking those long miles. If I'm sat at home doing nothing, it doesn't feel right. And I need to work on that. I know that. I have this constant temptation to fill every free slot that I have with a side hustle, with some content, or to make some plans, even exercising, reading books, but I have to be productive. If not, I don't feel good, and that's not okay. I think it comes back to my childhood. I was always seeing my parents that they were hustling, they were working. There was a feeling that they were always doing something, and that actually shaped my beliefs. And my parents, they were not making that much money and they're still not making that much money, but they always put work first. And I think that shaped my beliefs as well. I got really good things from my parents. So saving money that actually comes from my parents and also this abundance of there's always going to be money. That also comes from my parents. I'm very grateful for that. But other things like this unhealthy relationship between leisure and work comes from them as well. And I know that I have to work on that. So yes, I have to start seeing rest as a reset, not as a reward. It's not that, yes, I've been working for 60 hours last week, therefore I deserve one day off. No, rest can be productive because rest actually would allow me to be productive later. So I should see it as a reset that is absolutely necessary. And I remember so many occasions as well that rest gave me better ideas, gave me clarity or simply some emotional balance that I really needed at the time. For example, this podcast was born while I was on holiday because I was just hiking and I was just letting my mind wander. And I thought about creating a podcast and communicating everything that I know about personal development and personal finance to other people. And I also have to confess that I actually struggle to even watch something unproductive on YouTube. I don't watch Netflix because I just don't like it because it's not productive. And that's bad. And also, yesterday I made an effort to download a few novels into my Kindle so I can just read pointless books that would allow my mind to rest. And I fell asleep while reading one of the books. So I will try to read those things on my days off instead of my usual nonfiction, because I'm always reading the finance books and I'm always reading the personal development books. And I'm going to try to also read, let's not call them the pointless books, but I actually see them that way. I just want to read funny books that I won't learn anything from. I just want to try that. I have to get into my head that recovery is not laziness. They're two completely different things. So at the moment, I'm trying to practice not doing anything. I'm trying to give myself permission to not do anything at all. And I want to normalize blank spaces in my calendar. And those blank spaces would be there not because I didn't find any side gig or not because I didn't make any plans, would be there because they're absolutely necessary to allow the other non-blank spaces to exist and to allow me to create, to allow me to exist, to allow me to just reset. I also used to feel bad about booking my normal holiday, which I was entitled to, right? I think I overcame that. I think I feel like I am entitled to the holiday and I'm not feeling bad about it. But I used to feel bad before. I remember in my early 20s, I used to be like, oh, wow, am I really entitled to those holidays? Do I really kind of deserve them? It's bad. It's really bad. But I'm getting better. So I want rest to earn its place in my life. And not only because I'm going to be productive later, but because it is actually necessary and it gives me clarity, it gives me joy, and I want to be consistent with my rest. So let me know if this happens to you too. If you feel guilty for slowing down, let's work on this together. They say that the first step to solve a problem is to recognize that you have one. So this podcast is me recognizing that I have this problem. So let's solve it together. If you found this episode useful, would you mind sharing it with someone who might like it too? The One Step Wealthier podcast grows one listener at a time. And it means so much when you share it. Thank you so much. And remember that the best time to invest was yesterday and the second best is today. And please note that I do not know your situation and any advice given on this podcast is not individual financial or life advice. Please do your own research before making any decisions. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.